hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on. Turn
we'll have Mr. Noel from the flip side here on just a couple on the air in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to finish up with this story. U.S. Treasury Secretary Paulson shot in the chest at close range. On or about Friday, 28 December 2007, Henry M. Paulson, Jr., Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, was shot at close range in the chest. He was reported to be in critical condition on New Year's Eve and was thought unlikely to make it overnight. At about 7 p.m. UK time on January 1st, 2008, Paulson was still alive with a bullet lodged in his chest. Sources stated that he was too weak to be operated upon, which implied that he was thought unlikely to survive. Now, the U.S. Treasury Department's public engagement schedule, published on the official Treasury website by the press department, stated no current event scheduled from December 22nd to January 4th. Well, I wouldn't take that necessarily as, how should I say, an indication that Mr. Paulson is no longer capable of performing his function. It sounds to me just like an extended vacation. Now, the other part of the story, close aide of Vice President Cheney shot point blank on Saturday, 29 December, a close aide to Vice President Richard Cheney in his mid-40s was shot at close range in his chest and died. Now, they talk about this hit list, targets being unknown, a list of 127 senior people in the United States alone who have been targeted for assassination is reported by reliable sources to exist. A separate list of assassination targets applicable to European perpetrators of the financial theft also exist. The other story came out with, George Bush Sr., also known as 41 or the Godfather, was recently arrested and held in custody at least for 3 days. It's not known whether he is still in custody, but what is known is that Bush Sr. is believed to no longer be a threat, given that his card and other access to stolen funds has now been cut off. His accounts were reportedly frozen some considerable time ago. And here's the Russian part of the dead horse story here. Reports that President George Bush Jr. found a severed horse's head inside his bed at Crawford, Texas before Christmas are hereby confirmed. The head was severed from one of George Bush's Jr.'s most prized and cherished horses, worth an estimated $350,000. The editor does not watch the films, but knows that severed horse's head was used in similar fashion in the film The Godfather. Now, the severed equine head was placed in the president's bed on the instructions of Russian intelligence, according to sources special to this service. To penetrate the tight security at Crawford, it would have been necessary for extraordinary measures to be taken. For the intended outcome to be achieved, Russia is, of course, one of the countries that has required payment under the overall financial settlement, which Paulson, Bush, and Jr. et al. Had been blocking. Now, I am sure that's in to the Leo Wanta story here. But at any rate, arson attack on Bush family property in Odessa. Separately, the Midland Reporter Telegram filed a report on 28 December that a fire was reported at 3:04 a.m. on Thursday, 27 December, at the property in Odessa, Texas, owned by the Bush family. According to the Odessa Fire Marshal, Detra White, the Bush property is and was located at 4919 University Boulevard on the University of Texas of the Permian Basin campus. The property, which had been converted into a museum, is leased from the university. The wooden house was charred around the front door and the edges of the roof, with the front door, its surrounding area completely destroyed, and the attic severely degraded by the fire. The rest of the property sustained extensive smoke and fire damage. The City of Odessa Public Information Coordinator Andrea Goodson and Detra White told a newspaper that it had been determined that the fire was an arson attack and that an investigation was underway. So there you have it, folks. Like I said, damned if I do, damned if I don't. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back, folks, and I have Mr. Noel calling Mr. Robbie. Mr. Robbie, are you there?
How are you doing, Mr. Stadtmiller?
I am doing better than I deserve.
Well, yes, aren't we all?
Hey, the Sydney Morning Herald broke the story this morning. Gold prices break 28-year record to hit new peak.
Well, that's absolutely correct.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you got to put this in context. $850 in 1980 is equivalent to $2,000 today. So, yes, it broke the number 850. But in relation to, did it achieve the same financial status as gold achieved in 1980? No, we still got a long way to go.
Sure. I mean, if you add in 27 years of inflation to that 850 number, yeah, you're absolutely correct, Robbie. It should be well over $2,000 an ounce right now, counting in the inflation.
Sure, and oil should be $135.
Well, that broke a record. Early morning trading, oil was, for the first time, over $100 a barrel. It dropped down somewhat, a couple of bucks, but it's starting to break these barriers, Robbie. I mean,
oh, sure.
They've been afraid of this 27-year, I guess you could kind of equate this to like the sound barrier. I mean,
there's no question. This shook up. Oil closed at 99.17. There was only one trade executed at $100, and that was for 1,000 barrels. And it was more symbolic than anything else. Obviously, it's a historic high, and obviously there was a trader who wanted to get his name in the record books. So he bid $100 for 1,000 barrels of oil, and he won.
Well, that reminds me of the days of Vietnam. Be the first one on your block to have a boy come home in a box. I don't know if I'd exactly consider that to be worthy of being in the record books or being the first one to trade for oil for $100 a barrel or not. But, of course, the story reverts back to the gold is rising sharply because of increased jewelry purchases in emerging economic powerhouses as China and India. But they also say in this article about the oil, it's Nigeria. Oh, here's the reason why oil hit $100 a barrel. Yeah, it's some unrest in wherever. You know, Robbie, looking at oil, and let's use the same inflation factor on oil. You know, we were spoiled rotten by buying oil at $20 a barrel. But once the dollar, everybody started to walk away from the dollar, new contracts were made, and it's like, it's open season on you now. Accounting for inflation over the past humpteen years, yeah, we're going to sell it to you for $100 a barrel. So what? They're making up for inflation as far as I see it.
Well, I mean, you can look at the rise in oil prices and the rise in gold prices. You can look at it in two ways. Obviously, the most logical way to look at it is simply reflecting the loss of purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Or you can look at it, obviously, as uncertainty from Wall Street because, I mean, the Dow today went, this is the first time since, I think, 1932. This is the biggest loss the Dow has suffered on the first trading day in January since 1932.
And
1932, first day of trading in January, the Dow lost 8%. Today it lost just a little over 1%. But it doesn't portend well for what we're going to see for the rest of the year, because as many analysts have pointed out, or analysts that people want to listen to, such as Henry Blodgett had a piece today where he quotes from Robert Shiller. Now, Robert Shiller has never been your quintessential conspiracy theorist as far as finance. He's a very respected man. He called the top of the market in 2000. But he came out today and he says, American real estate values have already lost $1 trillion. They could easily increase threefold over the next few years. This is a much bigger issue than the subprime. We're talking about trillions of dollars worth of losses over the next 5 years. The future contracts are pointing to losses of around 35% in some areas, such as Florida, California, Las Vegas, and Arizona. There's a good chance that this housing recession will go on indefinitely. And as I said, this is coming. I mean, this was a body blow to those, obviously, who are paying attention to the financial crisis we are facing. And let me just say, I'll stick my neck out on this one. I wouldn't be at all shocked or surprised to see Ron Paul winning the Iowa convention tomorrow, just simply because he's the only person that is actually talking about the economy and the dollar and the reason why we're in the mess we're in today. And I think this is going to resonate with a lot of people because they see all these other wannabe presidents talking about fluff issues.
That's it.
Don't be shocked. I mean, I'm obviously hoping beyond all hope here, but Let me just say, when I was coming back to the office this afternoon, I happened to be listening, I was flipping through the dials, Sean Hannity was interviewing Ron Paul. Every interview I've seen Hannity give Ron Paul has been very adversarial. Today, Hannity was kissing up to Ron Paul.
Maybe he's trying to hedge his bets. Just on the outside chance this guy does get elected president, I don't want to look like the damn fool that I have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you go to Fox News' own website, they have a little, who do you think's going to win the Iowa caucuses? Ron Paul, I think, has 67% of Michael Huckabee at 22%.
Yeah, so, but Robbie, you know, these polls, you know, they don't mean too much and this, that, and the other, unless, you know, we're in there fixing them. But the important question of the day is the New Hampshire debate. Does it say anything on their website about they're going to carry the debate and they're going to include Ron Paul?
If Ron Paul comes in first or second tomorrow, there's no question that it'll force their hand. They will have to have him in on the debate.
Well,
because they couldn't. I mean, if he wins and then they say, well, we're not going to have him in the debate, Fox News' stock will fall even further than it's already fallen. And by the way, you know, there's been this online thing, get hold of advertisers on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
I went and looked at all the advertisers. I don't use any of their products anyway.
You drive a Toyota, don't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's one of them.
Well, that doesn't count. But all the other advertisers are like Viagra and pain medications and stuff I don't use. I don't have a beef with their advertisers. But,
yeah. Well,
but
well,
yeah, I mean, there's no question. We are entering into. Look, we're in uncharted territory as far as the financial markets are concerned. I mean, we are holding on by our fingernails at best. And unfortunately, a large swath of the public out there is in complete denial about how serious this financial condition is. And yes, I mean, yeah, we had some obviously disruptions in Nigeria, what a shock or surprise, an African country in disarray like Kenya and all the rest of them. But I think it's the rise you saw in gold today, the rise you saw in oil was more a reaction to obviously the inevitable collapse of the U.S. dollar.
That is what is at the heart of it, but... You know, this is not a good way for Wall Street to start out for the 2008 year. What was it down, 220, 250 today?
I'll give it to you exactly. We closed down exactly 220 points, almost 223 points. NASDAQ off 42. U.S. dollar got hammered off 54 basis points. U.S. dollar index hanging on by its fingernails at 76.03. Currently in Asia, gold is continuing its climb. Now gold's 859, silver 1526.
Ooh, silver finally broke the $15. And Robbie, yes. What I started to say earlier, this was kind of like when cars were invented. People said, you know, in one of those contraptions, if you go more than 60 miles an hour, you'll die. Or the vaunted... the sound barrier. Well, you know, you can't pass 735 miles an hour. You'll just disintegrate. Well, you know, these milestones have been set and the barrier's broken. I look for a lot more barriers to be broken. Tons of them.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, look where we are. If we are going to mimic what Wall Street did in the 90s, I mean, every other day the headline reads Dow breaks new record. Well, guess what? Better get used to the headline, gold breaks new records, because it's going to happen every day from now until who knows when. $2,000, $3,000 an ounce, maybe.
And when we get back from the break, Robbie, I've got another prediction that I will give the people. And here it comes.
Remember, you lost one.
Yeah, and I was correct on that one as well, wasn't
yes.
I?
Yes, give you full kudos for that one.
We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
My producer during the break, walking back into the control room, says to me, he says, what was your prediction? I said, no inside information. You get along with everybody else. Here's the prediction, Robbie. Gold will not drop below $800 again.
I wouldn't take that bet, even if I owned all the gold in the world.
Really? And why is that, sir?
Well,
I was right about the last one. I remember when I said gold will not drop, what did I say, below 730, 35 bucks?
Yeah, that was like October the 7th.
Yeah.
And
now we got records going on right now.
Sure, $125 later.
Yeah, and but why wouldn't you take a bet on that?
Because personally, I think looking at everything that I look at on a consistent basis, it seems pretty clear to me that the financial problems that we are now facing are more severe than most people anticipated. I mean, even the Fed's beige book, which came out today, the minutes of the last Fed meeting. And that was even before all the bad news about inflation came out. They were obviously extremely concerned, and it looks like that the Fed has now painted itself into a box where its only options that are left to it, which is obviously manipulation of interest rates, is and the consensus is high right now. There's about an 80% consensus that the Fed's not only going to cut rates at the end of the month by a quarter point, but the general consensus now, especially after today, is the Fed may be forced into cutting a half a point. And it looks like as I said, the general consensus is the Fed's painted itself in a corner, and we may obviously be following in Japan's footsteps and continue to see further rate cuts for the foreseeable future.
Well,
and obviously that bodes well for gold, and that bodes well for the argument that you are correct, that gold will not drop below $800.
Yeah. It's and that's where I misunderstood. I think we had a misunderstanding last time. I made that prediction in October when you were joining us with Robert Chapman. And,
right.
and I think there was a little miscommunication there, just as I started to take this as you weren't going to bet against, or you're going to bet against the thing that I said that gold was going to drop below $800. Now I understand you.
Well, the consensus at the time was obviously, once again, it was based on interest rates. And the consensus was that the Fed wouldn't be lowering interest rates because they had no need to lower interest rates because the core rate of inflation wasn't eminently a concern of the Fed. But obviously that prediction proved to be false as well as think about October. I mean, you've got to go back and think about this was at a time when Paulson had come out with his structured investment super fund that was going to save the liquidity of the financial markets, and they were all these Wall Street firms were putting together this $100 billion funds to take up the slack for banks and institutions who couldn't sell their collateralized debt obligations and would make liquidity for the market. Well, obviously, as we know, now the structured investment vehicles that Paulson put together were an abject failure, and it required not only the Federal Reserve to pump in liquidity into the system, but obviously at the same time forced every central bank on the planet to pump in trillions of dollars of liquidity into the system.
Now, and when you say the Fed Reserve, let's just call this what it is. It's the American taxpayer.
Sure.
Because the government has to enlist the help of the Fed Reserve Bank to pump this liquidity into the banks, the very same people that are at fault for the broken system that they gave us to begin with. The shelf life has run out on it. Add into that a little bit of greed, a little bit of avariciousness, and a whole bunch of other things. And now the taxpayers are on the hook because the government had to go borrow the money from the Federal Reserve, which us taxpayers are liable for, as if we're not in a big enough hole as it is.
Oh, yeah. And well, you know what the saying is, when you're in a hole, stop digging. But it seems as though the Fed is going to continue to dig itself deeper and deeper in the hole because we don't want to accept reality. We don't want to accept the facts of life. And I don't want to sound like I'm a Ron Paul commercial here, but this is a perfect storm. This is not only a sign of the abject failure of American foreign policy, but we are seeing obviously the severe repercussions. I mean, the other day, what was a seminal moment in my opinion was with the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. As far back as anybody can remember, at times of economic or social turmoil, such as the assassination was, you always had a flight to safety, which was the dollar. And for the first time, the flight of quality was into the euro. And I think that sent a very loud message to anybody that was paying attention.
Well, and also Syria just the other day said that, hey, we got a lot of oil over here for sale, but guess what? If you got U.S. dollars, you got to convert it to euros before you can buy our oil. We'll take the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
My name is Adam Curry, and I fully and wholeheartedly support Ron Paul for President of the United States of America. Now, I don't have to tell you that we live in a modern age where change has become the norm. Change in the way you communicate, change in the way you get information and entertainment, and change in the way the world does business. America is no longer just one of many nations separated by physical boundaries. Instead, today we are an important hub in the ever-expanding global network. Lately, however, it seems our place in that network has suffered. We've taken on the unwelcome task of being the world's policeman. Our domestic economy is struggling in a sea of uncertainty, and the dollar is worth significantly less on the global market than only a few years ago. And like you, I want to know why. But today we live in a world where political messages are carefully crafted by advertising agencies and public relations witch doctors, where it has grown increasingly difficult to know where the spin begins and the truth ends. Sadly, when a politician speaks, I'm often left wondering if there's any truth at all to what I'm being told. And I very much believe it shouldn't have to be like that. Our current political situation leaves many of us questioning what America's place is in this new world climate and how we can change the path we're on. And the truth is, change is something that we Americans do best. After all, it was a strong desire to remove the shackles of a repressive government that led the founding fathers to establish this great nation and draft the foundation for a free and modern society, the Constitution of the United States. Now, I'm not going to stand on an apple box and tell you this country is broken, because it isn't. But it has become clear to a great many of you that what America needs most is a leader who has a history of speaking the truth, a leader who understands our current place in the world and how to keep America strong, a leader who not only has enduring moral beliefs, but firm beliefs as to how much government is too much government, a leader whose convictions are cut from the same cloth as that of those very same founding fathers. Ron Paul is that leader. We live in a modern age befitting a president with a progressive viewpoint steeped solidly in the beliefs and traditions of the American Constitution. And that's why I'm voting for Ron Paul for president, and why you should vote for Ron Paul for president.
Now, Robbie, if you don't know who Adam Curry is, he was on the fledgling MTV back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And into the 90s. And I don't know if he was still there when Billy Boy hit the MTV circuit playing his saxophone for all the boys and girls. But
I think he missed it by a few years.
By a couple of years. But at any rate, you know, there's another guy that's coming out in favor of Ron Paul. And I'm in agreement with you, Robbie. I think there's a situation with Fox News right now that if he does take Iowa, with the numbers that are showing right now, Fox is going to be in a very uncomfortable position. Very, very uncomfortable. See, I had Bev Harris on from the Black Box Voting on last hour. Give us an update on the shenanigans going on with the voting boxes. And, you know, I said that, you know, Ron Paul is an enemy of both political parties in this country. He is exactly that. Because they're interested. I mean, think about this, Robbie. General Electric, which owns NBC and MSNBC. Now, here's a company that they decided to get into the financial markets. Well, 50% of their proceeds, their profits, come from their financial services. The other half of their service, or what they derive their profits from, this giant corporation, is of technology, and they have a lot of government contracts for war machines. So who stands to benefit here if the status quo is continued? Well, obviously, it's the corporations that have these government contracts and that are in the financial markets. I for one, would, if I've got GE stock right now, I don't care if I had one share of GE stock or 100,000 shares of GE stock, I'd be dumping that puppy right now. Because
well, there's no question about that. I mean, that's. I mean, look. Unfortunately, presidential elections in America today, when you look at the amount of money involved, is it any wonder that as soon as we elect a president, it starts up another presidential election the next day because it's big money. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars that are spent by these. By these candidates, and 90% of that money is spent on television advertising. So it's a big business.
Absolutely. By the way,
you always got to follow the money. You know, it's like with Benazir Bhutto. Who's you know, it's that old age question when anything happens, who stands to benefit?
By the way, Hillary Clinton. A lot of people don't know this, but Hillary Clinton was a Barry Goldwater fan initially.
She was a Goldwater girl.
Well, here's the Ron Paul for U.S. president endorsed by Barry Goldwater Jr.
Yeah.
Here's the ad.
My name is Barry Goldwater, and I support Ron Paul for president of the United States. I know Ron Paul. We served together in the House of Representatives. He's one of the most honest and genuine men I've ever met. Ron Paul believes in a strong national defense, but not being the policeman of the world. Ron Paul believes in free market economics and believes you should keep the money you earn. Ron Paul believes in preserving your liberties, your freedom from excessive taxes, your freedom from excessive regulation, your freedom of privacy, and your right to be left alone. Americans are longing for, well, no, demanding leadership from our president. I'm voting for Ron Paul for president. You should vote for Ron Paul for president.
Out of This guy's getting old, too, by the way. I mean, he served in the U.S. Congress from 69 until 84, and Barry Goldwater Jr. is not a young man. I mean, he's pushing 70 now.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, Robbie, they see this political landscape. And what I've considered politics heretofore in America is let's keep this political football in the air. Let's play politics with the rule book. Oh, that's right, the Constitution. And politics, for as long as I can remember, and I'm no spring chicken. I'm not an old man yet, but I look at the political landscape in this country. I mean, it's an absolute disaster, and we have two controlling parties that you know, we've had almost 25 years of George Bush and George Bush Jr. Oh, I'm sorry, George Bush Jr., the one that we can't find the birth certificate on for 8 years. Oh, that's right, Bill Clinton. And then another turn with King George II. We've had 25 years of the people that are joined politically at the hip. 25 years in this country.
And increased the national debt $8 trillion.
Well, but that's not the obligations of the United States government. I mean, Ron Paul gets on a platform and he speaks to the entire nation about this country at least being $60 trillion in the hole. And he doesn't even get a follow-up 30-second question. Excuse me, Mr. Paul, are you off your rocker? Excuse me, Mr. Paul, what did you just say? Nothing. Dead silence. This guy's out there speaking the truth, but nobody wants him to reiterate the truth or delve into more detail about what the man's talking about. I mean, it's the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen. You know,
The whole debate thing is ludicrous. I mean, as you illustrated, it's like, okay, let me give you a challenge here, Mr. Stadtmiller. Explain the meaning of life, and you've got 30 seconds to do it, and I've got a 15-second rebuttal.
The meaning of life.
Yeah.
Can I fast-forward the soundtrack on the meaning of life from the...
Yeah, so unless you are very eloquent in 10-second sound bites, there's no way that Ron Paul has never been given a platform to explain exactly where we are financially and the reason why, you know, we have to abolish this thing called the Federal Reserve and we have to abolish this thing called the IRS. Talking about Barry Goldwater. If Barry Goldwater, he must be rolling in his grave to see Arizona has become the first bona fide police state on the planet. Well, in America, I should say, not on the planet. But the events that are taking place here in Arizona, it's mind-boggling to even watch. This has become, as I said, a full-fledged police state. I'm not kidding. They got face recognition, TSA is using face recognition at Phoenix International Airport. That means if they look at you and they just don't like why you look, they're gonna run background checks on you. If you've got outstanding parking tickets, if you've got warrants or anything, they're gonna lock you up. Since November, they have stopped 33,000, we've had roadblocks, where they've stopped 33,000 motorists. 2,800 of them have been arrested for DUI. And granted, there's some people that go over the 0.08, whatever, but the majority of those people busted on DUI had less than 0.08. It is mind-boggling where we are today in the state of Arizona, which is Goldwater country. And it's spreading to states all around the country because obviously everybody, well, it's a good thing to take drunks off the road. But what you've got is obviously you're giving these police departments carte blanche to stop you for any reason, which flies in the face of constitutional protections against
unreasonable search and seizure, no probable cause. But we've already seen the United States Supreme Court rule on the issue of drunk driving check lanes that, oh, no, there's no expectations of privacy. You're out in public, so that's gone.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
It's getting – and let me tell you, every one of those 2,800 people that were busted, minimum it's going to cost them is $10,000. First time offense here in Arizona now, first time offense, even if you blow 0.02, which is one beer, it's 10 days in jail, and a $10,000 fine.
And this
well, the fine's actually $3,500, but when you add in the lawyer fees, court fees, it ends up $10,000.
And this is what I said before. You know, once you let the nose of this camel in the tent, you're going to see the humps, and then you're going to see its back end. I mean, it's going to be sitting there on top of you. And this is what we have said. You know, I didn't even know you were going to bring that up. During the cash flow program earlier today, I was talking to one of the office staff here, and I said, you know, I said this years ago when they came out with the drunk driving. Okay, 0.10, geez, if you blow that, you're drunk and there's nothing you can do about it. And I said, watch what they do with this. I said, they're going to keep lowering the percentage rate, and even heretofore, that if you had, like you mentioned, one beer and you blow a 0.01 or a 0.02, that doesn't mean that you're disabled from driving a vehicle. It's just a suspicion that you might be impaired. See, we've proven it. You're impaired now. Forget whether you can still operate machinery. I'd much rather be behind a guy that had a six-pack of beer than some woman talking on a cell phone and putting her makeup on and eating her morning Danish and drinking her coffee on the way to work.
On Viagra or Valium.
There you go. I mean, isn't one of the things about Viagra it can cause lightheadedness and...
Yeah.
That's,
listen,
that's...
two-thirds of this country drives impaired.
Is... Well, I don't want to get down the rabbit hole that most Americans are mentally impaired, whether they're taking anything or not, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the definition of impaired driving.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean... Even if you blow an O2, which I said is one beer, not only can they arrest you for impaired driving, but even if you blow 0.0, in other words, you've had no alcohol in your system, they have the right to take a blood test. Like let's say your eyes are bloodshot. They can say, well, you haven't been drinking, but we think you want some sort of medication. Mm-hmm. They can take a blood test and still charge you.
Well, and I said this also today. I said 10 years ago, I was watching an episode of Cops, and this is when it was in its first run. And every Saturday evening, there was every cop shop here in America, the headquarters of the Keystone Corporate Corporation Coffer Cops. Every Saturday night, all their little faces, if they were in the station, would be glued to the TV set watching their favorite show, What You Gonna Do, What You Gonna Do When They Come For You. I actually watched an episode of a black guy that got arrested in Los Angeles. They get him into the processing area, and they told the guy, said, look, we offered you a breathalyzer test before, and you refused it. He says, we're going to give you the option of a breath test or a blood test. Which one do you want? The guy said, wait a minute. He says, I got my Fourth Amendment rights. I don't have to give any evidence against myself. And he says, I'm not taking either one of them. He said, I'm not taking a blood test. And he said, no, you don't understand. If you don't do the breath test here and now, we are going to physically restrain you, hold you down, and draw your blood to get the evidence against you for the court. I saw this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And every cop in this country is going, hey, yeah, here's another tool to fight crime.
Yeah, well, obviously fighting crime is not high on their priorities when you look at the levels of crime. I mean, the levels of crime in the United States, I've got some stories up on
EaglesUp.com yes.
today where murder rates in Washington, D.C., and surrounding areas is at an all-time high. New Orleans is now the murder capital of the world. You've got M18 gang members ethnically cleansing blacks in Los Angeles, and this government is worried about, you know, some guy with the last name Muhammad. It just defies all logic when you look at the big picture. I mean, it's bizarre when you look at this.
It is bizarre. By the way, I'm sorry. I punched in eagles.com, and I was going to say, hey, your website didn't come up.
Really?
Folks, don't forget. And Robbie, I'm kind of amazed. A lot of people like you out there. There's a lot of radio stations that are starting to pick up your program.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I think they're in love with your voice, actually.
Well, you got to take whatever you can get.
Use what God gave you.
Yes.
At any rate, folks, do not forget. And Robbie, if you could, I know you're getting ready for your show here on the network, and I must say that Mr. Noel, his program runs on this network, Central Time now, 6 to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, and his website is eaglesup.com. You got a lot of good stories there, and you maintain that website. You're on top of it every day. Appreciate that very much. But what the heck else are you going to do when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, that's a good question. Outside of watching what the financial markets are doing, I mean, this morning was an amazing thing to watch. It was absolutely amazing how the commentators on CNBC were almost flabbergasted with what was going on. And you could see that oil was definitely going to hit $100, and they just didn't know. They just didn't know how to explain it.
Well, and I was watching one of those financial shows, and there was the talking head, the woman that looks in and hears the teaser before the break. Is gold going to go to 1,000? Find out when we get back from this commercial break. I just sat there and I roared. I said, 1,000? 1,000? You know, we do stories on this network. 3-4 weeks later, they're talking about it on the financial services.
Yeah. Funny
Amazing.
How that happens.
Funny how that happens. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ah, there's something going on here, folks, and ain't none of it good. Robbie, we got kind of thrown askew here by the Bob Chapman's appearances on this network. He will be with us Tuesday in a regularly scheduled two-hour time slot for Tuesday, but he was nice enough. He was nice enough to come on the program this past Monday and then the week before. I don't ever remember New Year's and Christmas falling on a Tuesday, but he'd spent an hour with us on both of those days, on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, for an hour. Gold has broken all records today, and I know that's caught the attention of a lot of people. Would you happen to have a special for people out there today?
Fortunately, I can't offer them the same special we offered on Monday when British sovereigns were $220, because today British sovereigns are $228.
Right.
And we'll still offer that if folks order 20 or more. You get a free subscription to the international forecast of it. As we said, prices, obviously, because British sovereigns are priced to the intrinsic value of gold, they rise with gold prices, and so right now British sovereigns trading at 228. Still, look, these—I mean, when you think about these, are going to be $500, $600, $700, $800 coins in the not too distant future. 225 is still relatively inexpensive.
All right, so they can call you at. Let me throw the number out here as soon as I get my website working here. 800-691-7898. And, of course, your broadcast and that inimitable Ridgeback voice, God really has blessed you. you can talk to Robbie Noel to hear more of that wonderful voice at 800-691-7898. And that's Republic Trading Group. And, by the way, Robbie, Republic Trading Group apparently is going to be a national brokerage here real soon.
Well, get it while we've still got it, man.
I'm telling you.
I mean, and I'm being dead serious about this. This is what a lot of people don't realize. There's not a lot of gold out there. I mean, look at it. 1 ounce American Gold Eagles right now are over $900 a piece. Premiums are going up dramatically, and premiums are going up for no other reason than obvious supply-demand equations. People think there's a lot of gold out there. There's not a lot of gold out there. If we start getting Joe Sixpack out there running down to his local coin store to buy an ounce of gold, let me tell you something. Do not be shocked or surprised if you see $200-$300 premiums on 1 ounce gold coins. It's coming.
Yeah, I mean,
just inevitable.
And you know my standard analogy about the Titanic. There was only so many life vests on board the Titanic. They were happy to give you one. You're going to jump in the water and freeze to death. Yep. Folks, what we're offering you here is a seat in one of the lifeboats, okay? And it's going to be up to you. I mean, keep waiting. You're going to pay more of a premium on gold and silver if you want to keep waiting. I don't know what the heck you're waiting for, because every day that you wait, every time that you procrastinate, every day that you put it off, this stuff is just going through the roof. And you're right. There's only so many life jackets on board the Titanic. All right, Robbie Noel coming up next on The Flip Side. That's on this network Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And, well, if you like him, why don't you call up your local radio station and say, hey, I got this guy. You'll just love his voice. All right.
It's the new equipment.
It's the new equipment. Robbie, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Statmiller.
I appreciate it very much. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Tomorrow I've got Don Zimmerman on. Founder of Save Our Taxpayers, and we're going to talk about the Ron Paul situation. And you're going to hear him give you the skinny and his opinion about these stories coming out about they're going to kill Ron Paul, they're going to kill Ron Paul. I sat in his very busy office this afternoon. We're going to have him on the air tomorrow. You're going to want to hear what he says about these negative stories. We don't even have the man elected, and we got him killed off. We'll see you tomorrow. Since